Yeah, that's what AJ Allen wants.
I expect chaos. I expect unorganized chaos, like it's Gotham City. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, that's AJ Allen on the atmosphere he's looking for tomorrow. Mosaic Stadium nearing a sold-out crowd for the West Final. The Lions against the Saskatchewan Rough Riders as we bring on Davis Sanchez from TSN to give us a breakdown of the East and West semi. But it feels like the Riders are a bit prickly about being asked about Nathan Rourke.
I'm not here to talk about Nathan Rourke. I think it's our time.
Yeah. It's been interesting this week. Davis Sanchez.
I don't hate that.
Who was that?
That was Trevor Harris. He was asked one question about Nathan. Then he was asked a second question. That's when he's like, I'm not here to talk about Nathan Rourke. This is our time. Davis, you've been on teams prepping for a game, and you probably had media asking you about the opponent or a member. Is there a little bit of like, hey, why aren't we talking about us? Why are you asking me about them? Like, we're going to shut them down or not? Are you surprised to hear that from Trevor Harris?
I am surprised. That's why I asked right away who that was, because it's kind of shocking. And I'm really surprised it was Trevor, because if it's a defensive guy, I could kind of see him saying that, because it's more of just attitude, the defensive guy, we're going to smash him and we're coming after him and we don't care. It's kind of, but for an offensive, even not just a quarterback, for an offensive guy to get prickly when asked about an opponent, especially a quarterback and a vet quarterback, I'm surprised. I would need some context in regards to how many questions they had asked and how long they had been there before Trevor got bothered, but that's a bit surprising. Not problematic, but surprising.
Well, I'll be shocked to find out if the media was annoying on any level.
But what is that supposed to mean?
It might have something to do with the back-to-back matchups, right, Davis?
Yeah.
I mean, you get the team, they were there last week. They almost lost to the backups, right? And then they're coming back to the West Final.
Here's my theory. The Rough Riders are the best team in the Canadian Football League, and all anybody's talking about anywhere is Nathan Rourke, Nathan Rourke, Nathan Rourke. And they're done with it.
Davis is right, though. I think they're done with it. I think there's something more to this, though, because that is uncharacteristic of Trevor Harris.
And also fairly common for reporters and the media to ask about the MOP candidate and the guy you're facing that week. So, and also, look, who was the West nominee for Western All-Star? It was Nathan. Who was the West nominee for Most Outstanding Player? It was Nathan. So maybe Trevor is a bit salty, and good for him. It's not gonna hurt Trevor. If anything, it only can motivate him.
Davis Sanchez here for a preview of Division Final Weekend. Let's get to the Lions and the Rough Riders. The Riders, a slight favorite in this one. What do you think, Davis? What do you think it plays out at Mosaic Stadium for the Riders, and who gets to go to Winnipeg next week?
I really think the key to this game is going to be that D-line and Sask and the ability or inability for the Lions' interior protect. I went back and watched. It's funny because I talked about it at halftime. I talked about the pocket collapsing, the interior of that pocket, and Calgary getting pressure, and Nathan getting flushed. And then after the game was over, and I was looking at it this week, I couldn't figure out kind of what was going on, or why DC's offense couldn't get going. And I said it at the halftime thing, and I watched it. I forgot that I had said it, and I watched the film, and I said, oh, my goodness, this is going to be an absolute nightmare, because, Chad, as you guys know, your team is out there. They're deep. They're physical. They're rested. They're going to be playing in front of a crowd, and that is a serious matchup problem. Those three interior guys, from Couture to I think it's Onu or Anu, and then the left guard, those three interior guys for BC are going to have a real problem against the interior of Sask. And I think that will be the key to the game. I think Sask front is going to absolutely kick their ass, and that's an issue.
Davis, you have been to the Grey Cup numerous times as a player. You've been there as a broadcaster. So what advice would you give to a player to prepare, and what advice would you give to maybe a broadcaster?
To prepare for?
For the Grey Cup.
Grey Cup.
Yeah, Grey Cup week.
Yeah. For a broadcaster, just drink a lot of water and get some sleep, but also don't be a wuss and go out and have fun. I think that's the one thing I would say. Enjoy it, because that's what really it's about. And I think I'm being sarcastic a bit, but I also think for the broadcast, one thing I try to remind myself is that our job as broadcasters is to promote the game and highlight the players. So, you know, do your best. And I always try to remember that this is like the one time a guy can be in a championship game, or one time a team wins a championship. Do your best to find those stories, those nuggets, or see those intricacies that you could bring to the broadcast or bring to the show, because that's our job, is simply to put those guys on display. It's not about us, it's about them. That's the broadcast part. And as a player, I go to, it's really about one play at a time, and just really trying to, you know, if you get caught up in thinking what the result of a certain play or a game will have on your career, on your money, on your contract, on your life, you'll get overwhelmed. I think you really have to, Mark Stressman, that was his mantra, was one play at a time. Marty Schottenheimer, it was the same, another coach of mine, he also used one play at a time. And I truly believe if you live by that as a player, you'll have the right mindset. You got to move on, good or bad. Take each play as an individual play, and that's your best way to have success.
We'll get to the East Final in a second here, Davis, but... What does this mean for, and we're asking this on the Green Zone to the fans of the Rider Nation, what is this moment mean for a legacy of Trevor Harris? He's never won a Grey Cup as a starter. He's taken one team there. How important is this moment for Trevor Harris and his legacy as a quarterback in the Canadian Football League?
This game will completely define Trevor Harris's legacy. Everybody is graded, assessed on their championships. And Trevor has had a great career, and he's won a championship, but not as the guy. So it's not the same. Unfortunately, it doesn't count. So, you know, people will say if he retires without winning, people will say that Trevor was a great quarterback and had a great career, and that's, he had a really good career. Maybe not great, but he had a really good career. And he deserves that, and he's worthy of that. But if he wins the championship, especially there, he'll be remembered forever as the Grey Cup champion. And along with the fact that he was a great quarterback, he'll be the great quarterback and the 2025 Grey Cup champion of the Riders.
Davis, let's jump into the East Final. We've got the Ticats, and they got the bye.
Do you guys agree? Before we move on today, do you guys agree with that?
Yeah, we're just a little bit shocked.
I was surprised you went that hard. I was like, because I'm more of a. If he loses, I don't think it matters on his legacy. Like, it diminishes his legacy. It's like his legacy is what it is right now. If he wins, he needs to win. Takes it to a different stratosphere. Absolutely, it does.
Time out. We're missing something here. You're saying you don't think it diminishes it, but if he wins, it can raise it.
It raises it, but it doesn't lower it for me. He has a great career.
Yeah, you can't have one or the other. You can't have one or the other.
Yeah, you can. If he loses, he still has a great career. If he wins, boom. Well, that tips the scale a different direction for Trevor Harris, to me. He's already put together amazing career. I don't think any less of Trevor Harris on Sunday if he loses than I would going in.
And you shouldn't. But, you think any less of, anyone who has a long career and a successful career, you give them credit for that. And because you know that they're in that 1% of the greats that were able to reach these levels. So you're not going to diminish it. But, I mean, the reality, if you think that it's raised that much by a championship, then it definitely it has an effect on it. Then whether you diminish it or not, if it goes the other way, then I think that it does have a lasting effect. It's just, if you're not a champion, if you don't bring a championship to a city, especially Saskatchewan or a province, you don't think that if you bring a championship to Saskatchewan, you're looked upon in a whole different light as a quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
I agree with you.
He'll be number five.
And you know what?
There's only been four others. He'll be number five.
There you go.
And Davis, I think if you get Travis in a moment of, I wouldn't say weakness, but a moment of openness, I bet you he would agree with what you were saying.
No, it's just one game at a time. No matter.
Trevor,
he's one game at a time.
That's the robot mind that he's convinced himself that he needs for the public, but that's not the way he thinks.
Right.
Guaranteed that's not the way he thinks. But do we want to move on to the East now?
We should. We're running out of time.
Okay.
So.
All right. So the Ticats get the bye, obviously, for winning the East. They got a little bit more rest, but, I mean, that game on the weekend, Montreal looks like they're rolling right now. How does Hamilton stop Davis Alexander and the Alouettes?
I think it's going to be what kind of looks they can give him and make him uncomfortable. I mean, anytime you have a young quarterback, that's the one thing. As good as he's been, he's still young and he still has, a dozen starts or whatever it is. So, that's the big game. You got to give him different looks. Brent Martin's a really good defensive coordinator and it's depending on how he can adjust to the different looks he gets. That's not my big matchup. I think Davis will be fine. I think that he'll do what he does. He'll put up his numbers. He's not going to get flustered if he does struggle. He's just a gamer. You're going to get what you get from him. A bigger part of this one for me is going to be, can Montreal's defense stop a big explosive plays from Bowen in that offense? Because Montreal's defense gives you a bunch of different looks, formations, guys coming from everywhere. But when you do that, there are also gaps in your secondary, and you can get hit. And when you zone blitz and you do that, there's guys moving around. You will get hit, and Bo has seen it all and will attack downfield. So if Montreal's defense can negate those big shots and busted coverage when they find holes in that scene, because Bo will find spots when he at least reads the coverage pre-snap. He'll find spots. Montreal's got to be, cognizant and try to limit those. You're going to get them. They have to limit those.
All right, Davis, who are we covering in next week's Grey Cup? What's the matchup?
I can't do predictions. It's too early in the week for a prediction, but I would say this. I would expect a lot of people from the Saskatoon, Regina area heading to Winnipeg next week.
All right. Oh, and the party will just be starting. Absolutely.
Wait.
Davis, thanks for this. I like the fact that you test us. You keep us on our toes, my friend.
I love that. I love the conversations with Davis. He'll throw it right back at it.
Yeah.
Can't wait to. We'll cut it up next week, too, Davis. Can't wait for it. See you then.
Love it. Thanks for having me, guys. Good chat. Cheers.
That is Davis Sanchez here in the Green Zone of TSN. Of course, check out he and Stiegel, Paper Plates Podcast. As well,
they had Kate on the last one.
Kate Burness of the panel. They talked a lot about, well, they're all panelists, right? About how their dynamic works for CFL game day.
They got a great panel, actually. I really like this new one.
I can't wait. Can't wait for tomorrow. That got me revved up. That got me revved up even more. Did Davis Sanchez for tomorrow's football game, the Riders and the Lions. What's your prediction? Who is going to be in the Grey Cup? I have Saskatchewan, Montreal. That's my pick. What do you pick? 1-877-332-8255. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
It's not easy being green. Having to spend each day the color.
I'll request leaves. Friday. That's Darby wanted to look. It has not been easy being green over the 115-ish years of Saskatchewan. Four championships. It has not been easy. That is true. But I like what Davis Sanchez just said. That interior, that defensive line, is probably going to kick some ass tomorrow. That was a direct quote from Davis Sanchez. That's why I'm saying 30-17. I believe the Rough Riders are going to beat them up. I really believe that. They are so physical. That offensive line, Trevion Tate coming back, he could have been an all-star the way he was playing. Then you have Ferland, Bramer. Peyton Collins had a great year at left tackle. They can maul people. And A.J. Ouellette, he's going to run through a wall if he had to.
Not only that, he's upset they turned the water off at the campground. So yeah. He's going to be...
Well, no, he's living more. He's living with Trevor Harris right now. He lives in a trailer all year round, and the water turned off because it's too cold. So now he's hanging with Trev for the rest of the year. It's like Addison Barger all of a sudden. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill. The latest in sports. The West final tomorrow, 5:30. The Green Zone pregame show at 3:30. Keyshawn Johnson is out. Dante Myers is back, however. Joe Robustelli will start at receiver. On defense, C.J. Revis will play safety. And Roland Milligan Jr. does return to the lineup to face the B.C. Lions. Running back James Butler, game time decision for the Lions tomorrow in the West final. Of course, high school football tonight, 6A, 12-a-side championship. It is Miller against Holy Cross. The four other high school provincials go tomorrow, as does the Hardy Cup with the Rams and the Huskies. Sunday, it is the Prairie Girls Tackle Football League final, Mooseman and Yorkton. Also Sunday, the Canadian Bowl. It is the Hilltops taking on the Okanagan Sun for the national championship. Coming up next here on the Green Zone, our Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray, with the very latest, what you need to know on the green and white ahead of the West Final tomorrow on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Scott wanted to hear some Beastie Boys on a Friday afternoon, getting ready for the West Final. All requests Friday, 1-877-332-8255. What are your predictions for the West Final? Who do you think is going to Winnipeg, Manitoba? Les says, I'm sticking with Hamilton and Saskatchewan being in the Grey Cup. 24-21 Rough Rider win, says Les. Jamie says, Dave, you're wrong. It'll be 27-7. The Rough Riders win.
And you've got
30-17.
You got Montreal getting past Hamilton.
Yes.
I don't think that's a guarantee either.
I know. I'm trying to think what score I predicted on the Blitz podcast.
Oh, is that out now?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Blitz podcast, Canada's fastest growing CFL podcast. Get it where you get your fine podcast. It is way better on Spotify. I spend a lot of time with you guys, and
you don't want to look at our faces?
No, do not need to see the two of you doing a podcast. So I promote the Spotify and the Apple
versions. I hear good things about the YouTube version. Let's see if Britton can remember my score prediction from the...
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Britton Gray.
I know it was 30-17, right? Was it 27-24 for the Alouettes over the Tiger Cats?
I think you had it close, yeah.
Oh, 29-20. So I think it was 29-25. I think it was 25 for Hamilton.
So you got a close, random... you got a close game in the East.
Yes. Yes, I do. But
you
I
got
have...
a blowout in the West.
I really think...
I hope you're right.
Well, so I'm sorry. But when you heard this from Trevor Harris today...
I'm not here to talk about Nathan Rourke. I think it's our time.
When I talked to Jameer Thurman and Malik Carney about the, there was this, I don't know how to describe it, not anger, but a kind of, okay, yeah, keep talking about the Nathan Rourke and how good he is. Yep, great, right on. Yep, very good quarter. Like,
were you being annoying today?
No, it wasn't him.
I asked good questions. Did you ask multiple questions about Nathan Rourke?
No,
though?
No, I did not. But it was only the second question that had him say that, correct?
Yeah, but I mean, every time the BC Lions are here, he talks about Nathan Rourke. Everything's been about Nathan Rourke. That's where I think a lot of these guys had that chip on their shoulder. Jameer Thurman tweeted out that AJ Allen wasn't getting any love for most outstanding Canadians. So, you know, they're looking at those lists and all year, Nathan Rourke's been at the top. Nathan Rourke. He's MOP, the MOC, which rightfully so when you look at the stuff he's done. But you don't think these guys as competitors want to really be the one to stick it to the national media in a sense?
Absolutely they would.
Because that was Sanchez. When we had him on, he was like, there's got to be something more to this. Was the scrum a little bit heavy focused on Nathan Rourke and the Lions?
But not really.
Not really. Okay. All right. I trust you.
So away we go.
Britton's the type of guy who would admit when he's being annoying, too.
Yeah, you have to be self-aware.
So back-to-back games with the Lions. I'm wondering maybe did it get a little chippy on the field? The game was probably closer than the Lions wanted to. Was there a little bit back and forth on the field last week?
Here's my theory. The Riders in their thought have beat the BC Lions all three times. And all the smoke is about Nathan Rourke and the BC Lions offense and yada, yada, yada. And they're like, when our starters started to sit, we had scored on every possession and they definitely did not. Britton, is that where you think this is? The Riders are like, where's our flowers for being first in the West Division?
I think so. I mean, when you look at it, the Riders are first place. They have home field advantage. A lot of discussion is, well, how do you stop Nathan Rourke? How do you stop the Lions offense? That BC Lions defense, it's been really, Matthew Betts has come along recently. And they're like, we've been doing it all year with a bunch of injuries. And now we're healthy and it feels like they're the underdog here. Mm-hmm. Despite I know the betting lines still do have the Riders as the favorites. But
it's starting to slide a little bit closer to BC, mm-hmm, though.
But the way that I'm sure that the players are viewing the storylines and all they're hearing, they feel like people already have given Nathan Rourke the MOP and he's going to go win the Grey Cup already.
I find with the CFL as well, when you go week to week, like the team with the bye week just gets completely like excluded from everything, right? They're not even part of the conversation anymore. And I mean, to the point where even that, what is that thing, Keith? The stats?
The probability.
Even that thing.
BC Lions as the top odds to win the Grey Cup.
Yeah.
It's going into the Final Four.
Like, there's a lot of that in the CFL. Like, if you play on the weekend, everyone's going to pay attention to you. But if you didn't, you're going to get completely ignored to the point where you don't even count anymore. So maybe that is getting a little bit under the skin of the Saskatchewan Roughriders.
I can't wait for tomorrow. Let's get to the depth chart, Britton. No Keyshawn Johnson. How big of an impact is that for this Rough Riders offense?
It's big, but I do think they have the personnel who can help overcome that. You don't have to find someone to do something they don't or aren't good at doing. Keen Schaefer-Baker, as I mentioned, prior to the season, he's been the second down guy. He's been the guy Trevor Harris and other quarterbacks have looked to on second down to come up with that catch. Keyshawn Johnson took over that role this year, partially because Keen Schaefer-Baker was out, so he steps into that. Joe Robustelli, we've seen him have some big games this season, someone who Trevor Harris trusts, refers to him as Greg Ellingson, right? Reminds him of him, someone he trusted a lot. So the Riders have complete faith in Joe Robustelli, and Corey Mace said today that Keyshawn Johnson, it was close. It was very close. I think because Joe Robustelli has done what he did, they didn't feel the need to push Keyshawn Johnson this week.
And Ajojo out as well. So I know the ratio conversation comes into play every once in a while on you know who's playing where, but if you've got Ajojo out, and all things being equal, is it a coin toss between Ajojo and Robustelli based on what Robustelli did this week?
No, this team was never going four Canadian receivers anywhere. Okay. They were always going to have the two Americans out there. Just how their ratio is looking and what they feel comfortable while we've seen them roll out. It was always going to be an American coming in for Keyshawn Johnson.
So Joe Robustelli's in, Antoine Brooks Jr. Two great stories on waiting for your opportunity and seizing it when it gets there, that they will be starting the West Final.
Yeah, guys who answered the bell when they were called and when they had to go out there and do it. Antoine Brooks, obviously, guy who just worked hard, guy everyone loves. He's out there having a lot of fun. You can tell when he's out there to come in and do that. Joe Robustelli, been so good for this team to step up when everyone's been hurt. This is great stories. These are the kind of guys you love to cheer for and hope to see the best out of because of the work that they put in.
Izzy's got the Riders 37, the Lions 21. Burr, it's cold in Saskatchewan, he adds. So what? First off, what's your prediction and how much of an impact does the cold have in favor of the Rough Riders tomorrow?
I have it 23-17 for the Riders. I think the cold is a reason why it's going to be low scoring. I think the Riders are going to place a clock control game, give AJ Ouellette the ball 25 times, control the pace of play, and the part of the reason is that it's the cold. We'll see if the BC Lions, how much they want to tackle out there. We'll see the Riders if maybe hitting someone. They said they're an outdoor team. They want this. They want this weather to be a little bit colder. Welcome to Regina, as Trevor Harris said.
Yes. Trevor Harris.
We're the big dogs.
They're the big dogs. I love this. I love this from Trevor Harris.
Yeah.
I do. He's the leader. They follow him.
It doesn't seem manufactured either.
No. They all believe. To a man in that room, from top down, they believe they are the best team in the Canadian Football League. And I have a very, very strong feeling they don't want to leave any question marks. They don't want to leave it up to the command center or the God center tomorrow. They want to go out and prove they are the big dogs against who's probably going to be the MOP, Nathan Rourke.
Absolutely. These are the matchups you look for as a competitor, right? Best on best, best offense against the best defense. One of the best quarterbacks, see how he does it. This is going to be a great football game. I cannot wait for tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be a blast tomorrow. 1-877-332-8255 is the fan line here in the Green Zone. What's your prediction for the West Final tomorrow?
And I want his thoughts on the jerseys, the Olympic jerseys.
Those black jerseys are slick.
You like the black?
Looking with the red outline
on
that maple leaf.
Of course he likes the black jersey. That's all this guy likes. He's like, the Riders need to bring back the black jersey.
I don't hate it.
The only jersey anybody would ever wear. All teams on the field out there in black jerseys. If it was Britton Gray's world.
One team has to have white on.
With black numbers, probably.
That depends what their colors are.
Yeah. Yeah, the Canadian colors, red and white.
Black has been a part of the Olympic jerseys for years. Years.
Okay, fine. Can we have some red and white on that jersey, please?
They have a red and white jersey.
No, on all three jerseys, can we have red and white on there, please? The Olympic logos.
I don't mind.
Or the Olympic jerseys are out for the hockey team. But away we go. More coming up here on the Green Zone. That is Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray. And we've been joking about this for years. Once the Grey Cup was announced in Winnipeg, that the first Grey Cup Britton covers as the Riders beat reporter would be the Grey Cup in Winnipeg, because that's the only road trip you've ever gone is to Winnipeg in your Rider journey.
Was it written in the stars.
It was meant to be. Forever and always, Britton Gray reporting live from Winnipeg, Manitoba. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you here on this Friday before the West Final. We're asking for your prediction. Brian on the West Coast in Nanaimo, what do you got for the Riders and Lions?
27-13 and Locker. You going to the game?
I'm going to the game, brother.
Okay. Be a man, wear Rider shorts, and body paint your body green.
If that's a sign of a man.
Yeah, come on, Locker. Suck it up. I got hair, but I've done the hair thing.
That's a challenge.
The hair thing doesn't keep you warm outdoors.
I like the challenge. Brian, that's a good challenge, Locker.
I'm not doing this.
Body paint out there with shorts.
Yeah.
Minus 15 wind chill.
You know, I will say this. There hasn't been a really, really cold game this year.
You can show off all your scooter scars from your accident.
There's a handful of games that were a little colder, you know, pretty chilly, right?
Yeah.
Like it was, and I was shocked. Even my wife pointed out, there's a lot of guys in cargo shorts walking around here right now. It's not warm.
Well, we can tell you, we can officially say the short season did end for Corey Mace. He was wearing sweats all week. So that ended. I think
he'll have a.
I think there
what's
are
he
wear three
for headgear. Does he do two? Does he
yes,
toque it up?
He's toquing it up. I think there are somebody might be able to correct me if I'm wrong. I believe there are three Rider employees left on the last man standing for shorts. I think I noticed that because usually it's let's see who can go the longest.
Oh, with shorts, yeah.
I think Gordy Gilroy, the equipment man, I think he was still wearing shorts at practice the other
day. I'm pretty good, because I run pretty hot. But I got to tell you, if my hands or feet get cold, it's over. My night's over. So I'll wear a good boot, like a strong leather boot, and
There are three priorities: head, hands, toes. Those are the priorities.
Yeah.
What do you got tomorrow? You're wearing your Locker jersey. What's the jersey choice tomorrow, Saskatchewan, for the West Final? What's your prediction? Brian says 27-13. A couple of big picks coming the Riders' way from the listeners. Confident Rider Nation going to the West Final.
I think it's going to be closer than everybody wants it to be. That BC Lions, man, they can put some points on the board.
Can they in minus 15 wind chill?
That is
the question. Keyshawn Johnson is out for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Joe Robustelli will start in his place, but Dante Myers, Kean Schaefer-Baker, Sam Emelis, they're all good to go. Trevion Tate back on the offensive line at left guard, so four Americans starting offensive alignment in this one. Roland Milligan Jr. is good to go for the West Final. For the BC Lions, their injury report reads questionable and game time decision for their running back, James Butler. And it's football weekend in Saskatchewan. It kicks off tonight with the 6A 12-a-side provincial final at SMF Field in Saskatoon. It's Regina's Miller against Saskatoon's Holy Cross. Best of luck at especially the seniors playing their final high school football game tonight. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.